ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשאל לוי, רוח השם תנחנה בגלן עדן, אמן. וסטארינג בעזר השם התברך, נו ספר, ספר שמות, and like the Ramban, he calls it ספר הגאולה, מושיען של ישראל, משה רבנו, is born this week's parasha, and from now on, every single parasha, משה's name is mentioned, except there is Parashat Tetzaveh, that there are Pirushim, why over there Moshe's name is not mentioned, because he said, Mechaninam Sefrecha Shekatabta, but here now we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was born, to his father and his mother Yochebed and Amram, and you see all these things that, and then the Buddha and the Parasha, that Par'o, he was scared that maybe Am Israel, since that they're multiplying a lot, like the Pasuk said, Ubnei Israel paru ve'yishreitzu ve'yirbu ve'yasmu b'meod me'od. Ve'temmalei ha'aretz otam. They were multiplying six at a time. They were, the Midrash tells us, there's a different opinion in the Midrash. He says that they were multiplying, each woman was conceived with 12 kids at a time. Not six, 12. How? He said, Ubnei Israel paru, in plural, that's two. Ve'yishreitzu, another two. Ve'yirbu. ויעצמו במאוד מאוד ותמלא הארץ אותם. We have 12 באנשה. That's we're talking about physically there is 12, because in the מדרשים, there are מדרשים that they bring down some מדרשים they want to say ילדה אישה במצרים 60 kids in one shot. One חכם said 600,000 kids in one shot. I said, how is that possible? They asked the Midrash, I said, come on, 600,000 kids at a time, how could that be? The Midrash said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, who was compared keneged 60 rabo mi Israel. But that's going by Drashot. But physical, the Pasuk is telling us, the Midrash also saying, six at a time. Or, second, the other opinion, 12 at a time. So they were multiplying a lot. So Paro, he was scared. He said, what's going on? Maybe Am Israel, Hene Am Ben Israel, Rabbi Asum Menu. Therefore, haban't hakima lo pinirbe. We have to do something that you shouldn't multiply. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to do something that Am Yisrael should not multiply? You're saying pinirbe? I'm saying kenirbe v'chenifrotz. Let's see who's going to win. And Am Yisrael, sure enough, they were multiplying in Mitzrayim, even though Paro was doing a lot of things for Am Yisrael, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, al hu amar v'lo ya'aseh. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to multiply Am Israel, for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep up to his words. And Paro said, "Penirbe, maybe they're going to multiply." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "For sure, they're going to multiply." And that's you see, no wonder they came down. B'shebeim nefesh, yaredu abotecha mitzrayma, ve'ata samicha Adonai Elohecha kechubesh shamayim larob. So it says clearly, 70 people we came down to Mitzrayim, and now like the stars. So that's here what Psukim are telling us. Paro was scared. Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's see whose word is gonna stay. Not only this, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe An shel Israel, he grew up where? In the house of Paro, in the palace of Paro. And even though his stagnanin, they were telling him, listen, Hayom nolad Moshe An shel Israel, we don't know what's gonna be. Not Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So all the times they used to tell him, Atid, Moshe Rabbeinu is gonna be born. And therefore, Paro, he said, listen, if that's the case, call Ben Haylod, Hayora Tashlikuhu. Any boy, you have to kill him. But on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Midrashim tell us that his stagninim, his advisor, Paro's advisors, they told him, Hayom Nolad Moshe An Shel Israel. Today, Moshe An Shel Israel was born, but we're not sure if he's from the Jews or if he's from the Egyptians. We're not sure. Paro told them, I don't care if that's the case, with Saf Paro, Bechol Amo Lemur, to all his nation, including the Mitzrayim, Rashi tells us, that doesn't go like the Targum. Targum, he said, Kol Ben Hayilod Lihuda'e, for the Jews, since that Paro, he saw that the Miyaledot are not listening to him, he made it public, all his nation, if you see any Jewish woman giving birth, you see baby boy, you kill him. That's what the Targum wants to say, but the Pshat, the Mfarshim, the Midrash tell us, that no, Safar Aul, Echol Amo Lemur. Even Al Mitzrayim Gezer. Why? Because they told him, today, Hayom Nolad Moshe An Shel Israel, but we're not sure if it's Jew or Mitzri. The question is, how could it be if the advisors, they were so precise, they knew that today Nolad Moshe Anshel Israel. They prophesied from way before, the Midrash brings down, for 3.5 years. What did the Perked Rabbi Ezer, 3.5 years, they were telling him, a day is going to come, Moshe Anshel Israel is going to be born. So they were prophesizing, and the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, they knew it. Today Moshe Anshel Israel Nolad, but we're not sure if it's a Jew or a Mitzri. How come they weren't sure? What happened over here? That's also we have to understand. And as I said, this is the Anyan that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll see where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to grow. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born. And his mother, obviously, Parahuyat Gezira. So they call Ben Hayol, the Hayorat Shtichu, she was scared. But Spinu Shloshay Rahim, there are a lot to speak about it in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us she gave birth in the 6th month, the beginning of the 7th month. And therefore, she was able to hide Moshe Rabbeinu for 3 months until the Mitzrayim, they came after 9 months. And they told her, where's the boy? And she threw him in the Nile River. But she made him special tiba, and she put him in the river. And who stood by the river to watch his sister. But titatzab ahoto mirahok, lady a maye asilo. His sister stood by the river to see what's gonna be with her brother, Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, everyone was happy. And malak kol habayit kulo ora. But there is Gezira from Parao, so she put him over there, and his sister, she was standing over there. I saw there is a beautiful pirush that Hatam Sofer brings down, but we start from the Gemara. We have a Gemara, Masechet Sota. The Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does everything, Medda Keneged Medda. What happened? The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Alef, Amud Alef, that Miriam and Nebi'ah, she waited for her brother by the river, Sha'aktana. For 1 hour, she waited to see what's going to be with her brother. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded her. You waited to see what's going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. When Miriam and Nebi'ah, when they were in the Midbar, when Miriam and Nebi'ah, she was Mitzora'at, she had leprosy. What happened? Ve'a'am lo nasa'a ad he'asif Miriam. No one from Am Israel moved until Miriam was cured. Then she's going to go together with them. The Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded her. That's what the Gemara said. Midda k'neged midda. Miriam amtina le-Moshe sha'a achat. Therefore, call Israel. They waited for her for 7 complete days. The Tosafot here, they say, that Chaura, we have the Hakim that tell us, brought down the Tosefta, that merubba midda toba al midda pur'anut ala had hamish meot. So here he said, how's the calculation going to work out over here? If Miriam Nebi'ah, she waited 1 hour by the river, how come Am Israel, they waited 7 complete days? Is the 7 complete days that 500 times the 1 hour? Of course not. How many hours do you have in 7 days? You have 168 hours. 24 times 7, 168 hours. You have the whole 7 days. So if that's the case, the calculation doesn't go. The Am Israel did not wait for her 500 times more. They waited much less, 168. So what happened here? Tosafot say, "Lav davka nakat sha'a, ela shlish or rabi'a sha'a." So when the Gemara said Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu 1 hour, the Gemara didn't mean to say she waited 1 hour. She waited a short hour, a short period of time. That's what the Gemara meant to say, but if you want to be precise, Tosafot say it's approximately quarter of an hour, one third of an hour, approximately, to make the calculation that should match 1 out of 500. That's what Tosafot brings down. Said, therefore, we have to say that she waited quarter of an hour, 15 minutes, not the full hour. I saw something beautiful he brings down over here. The Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, Parashat Beshalach, Tafayin Dalit Amud Bet, he brings down here on the Pasuk, Vata'an Lahim Miriam, Shiru Ladunai Ki Gao Ga'a, Sus Peru Chibor Ama Bayam. He brings down here, במדרש, בזכות שהמתינה למשה שעה אחת כשהשליחו אותו על הנילוס, זכתה לומר 9 תיבות אלו שהם שירה. The Midrash brought down, why Miriam Nebi'ah, what was the שירה that she told all the ladies after her? וטען להם מריאם, what she told them? שירו לאדוני, כי, גאו, גאה, סוס, ורוכה בו, רמה בים. How many words? 9 words. And what זכות she merited to sing that Shira, because she waited for Moshe 1 hour. What's the connection? What does this have to do with that? ובמתניתין סוף פרק המדסותה, איתה שהם פני זה המתינו לה ישראל 7 ימים. That's what we just read from the Gemara. He quoted here, he said, if you're gonna follow the calculation, 1 out of 500, then it means we must explain that Miriam, she waited 15 minutes, 20 minutes approximately. That's how much she waited. To get 20 minutes, multiply between 15, 20 minutes, multiplied by 500 times, he gets 7 days, approximately, more or less. The Hatam Sofer Tazasi here, he said, Ustam sha'aktana shi'or mil. Mil, 18 minutes. Said, I'm telling you that she waited 18 minutes. So suppose say between 15 to 20 minutes. Hatam Sofer said, 18 minutes. Who told him it's 18 minutes? Said, Vatetatsaba hoto mirahok ledi'a ma ye'ase lo rashetibot ma ye'ase lo rashetibot mil. She waited mahalach mil. No problem. והנה, מהלך אדם בינוני בכל יום 10 פרסאות, כמבואר בגמרא מסכת פסחים דף צדיק דלת. והוא עדים בלילה, יכול ללכת עוד 10 פרסאות. He said, normally, standard person, how much could he walk in 12 hours the daytime? How much could a person walk? He said, a person could walk 10 פרסאות לגמרא תלז. You see, also Rashi also brings it by them רגלים. על אשר תרתם את הרס 40 יום, יום לשנה, מהלך אדם בינוני 10 פרסאות. So that standard, regular person could walk during the daytime 10 פרסאות. And each פרסא is 4 מילין, it means approximate regular person, average person could walk 40 מיל a day. That's average. But he said that's only during the daytime. During the nighttime, you have another 12 hours in the nighttime. So he could walk another 10 parsaot during the nighttime. If you have the power to walk for 24 hours nonstop, you could be able to walk 20 parsaot a day, which is 80 mil, 80 mil. Ubnei Israel, Bamidbar, did they travel only during the daytime or they traveled also the nighttime? The pasuk said clearly, "Vadonai holech lifnehem yomam be'amud anan lanhotam haderech ve'layla be'amud esh dehair lahem lalechet yomam v'layla." They're walking day and night. That means Am Israel, they could walk within 24 hours period of time. They could walk 80 mil, 20 parsaot. ולפי זה יכולים ללכת בכל יום 20 parsaot. ופרסאו 4 מילין. ובשישה ימים. During the 6 days of the week, Am Israel could have walked, how many meals they could have walked without Maryam Nabi'a? They could have walked, every day they could walk 80 meals, times 6, 80 times 6 is how much? 480 meals. Am Israel, during the 6 days, they could have walked, they could have traveled 480 meals. They could have traveled, continued traveling. But they waited for Maryam, because Maryam, she was Metzora'at, they waited for her. But he said that's only during 6 days of the week. What about Shabbat? He said, hey, Shabbat, how could you walk on Shabbat? You can't go outside of the home. So I'm Israel anyways, not because of Maryam, has nothing to do with Maryam. Even if there's nothing, all the Shabbatot, you're not allowed to walk in the Midbar. That's a halakha. But he said, no, there's Tehomin Deoraita, there's Tehomin Drabanan. Tehomin Drabanan, more than Alpaim Amma, you cannot go. But Tehomim Deoraita, up to 12 mil, he could walk Deoraita. More than Shi'ur Tehomim Deab mil, that's Asur Min HaTorah. That means Am Israel on Shabbat, they could have walked another 11 mil. Why? Because Min HaTorah, there is no Asur. The Asur to walk in the, from the Torah is only if you walk 12 mil or more, then it's Asur. But 11 mil, they could have walked. That means Am Israel, during the 6 days of the week, they could have traveled 480 mil. And on Shabbat, they could have traveled another 11 meals. That's how much a total. 491. We're still missing 9. 490, we're still missing 9. So that's why she was Zocha to say, Shiru, Ladonai, Ki, Gao, Ga, Sus, Verech, Wora, Abayam. Now we have exactly 500. That's what it says over here. That's how they say the calculation. Why she was Zocha to say these 7 words? Because Am Israel, they waited for her 491 meals. They could have traveled 491 meals, but they waited for her. But still, Merubam dat tuba mata al hat 500, has to be 500. So therefore, she was merited to sing that shira, which is consisting of 9 words, to complete the 500. The now perfect calculation, and also the Maryam Nabi'a, she merited to say 9 milim instead of 9 milim. So it goes together. That's what it explains over here. That in the zechut of Miriam, she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, Am Israel, all of Am Israel, they waited for her. That's what the Gemara tells us. And at the end, who saw Moshe Rabbeinu? V'teret bat parao l'rchos alayor, v'na'arati ha'olichot alayor. So bat parao, she saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and what was she doing over there, l'rchos alayor? She coming, you know, to swim. Why Dafka, she's coming out to swim? But the daughter of the king, she doesn't have swimming pool in the palace. Why she has to come to the Nile River to swim? What's going on over here? So for this, we have Perkei de Rabbi Elazar. Perkei de Rabbi Elazar tells us, and also Yonatan Ozel also brings down over here, also Bikitsur, but we'll read it from Perkei de Rabbi Elazar. He says here in Perek Memchet, Vehakol tzafui lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows everything what's going to be. Therefore, he prepared that Bitya, the daughter of Pharaoh, should come to save Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Behaita Bitya bat Pharaoh menugat b'negaim kashim. She had tzaraat, she had leprosy also. Who? Bitya, the daughter of Pharaoh, she had leprosy. And ve'lo hayta yechola l'rchos b'hamin. Ve'teret bat Pharaoh l'rchos al hayor. We don't see such a language al hayor. Why Hakim says she ardal rchos megillulei bet abiha. Ve'ra'ata na'ar bocheh. She saw a boy who was crying. Ve'shalcha yadav yahzik habo ve'entrapa. The moment she touched Moshe Rabbeinu, she got cured. She had tzara'at. She couldn't. She tried so many things. Nothing happened. She came now. She touched. The moment she touched Moshe Rabbeinu, she was healed. No more sara'at anymore. Ve'amra ha'na'ar hazeh tzadik hu, v'kiyimato l'hayim. She kept him alive, and she saved him. And the Gemara told us, Masechet Sotah, that v'na'aroteha, the advisor, the na'arot, that they were walking with her, they told her, listen, if your father made gizera, kol ben haylo dayora tashlichuhu, you're the daughter of Pharaoh, you're not going to keep that gizera. Who else is going to keep it? So the Gemara said, Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Gabriel, he took care of them. V'habatam bakarka. He killed them. That's what the Gemara said, because they said like this. So she was Moser Nefesh from Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a gizera from her own father. Kol ben Elod, Ora Tashlichu. She saved them. But what? Why she loved them that much? Because she got cured because of him. Amra Zeh, Yelet Tzadiku. This is Tzadik. V'chol Mukayim Nefesh Ahat Mi'Israel, Kilu Kiyem Olam Maleh. ולפיכך זכתה בת פרעו להתדבק תחת כנפי שכינה ונקראה ביתו של מקום. She was called ביתיה, what's ביתיה? כביכול בת יה, כביכול. כביכול הדור הרוף הקדוש ברוך הוא עד אז להתמין. Same way, עם ישראל, we're called בני בכורי ישראל, we are firstborn, כביכול הרוף הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא called us בנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם. She's also part of עם ישראל, זכתה לדבק תחת כנפי שכינה. Also, so on מסכת דרך ארץ, דרך ארץ זוטה, the Gemara tells us over there that she's one of the 10 people, the Mahloket over there, 9 or 10 people that they entered Gan Eden alive. One of them, Bitya bat Pharaoh. And what's the chud? Because she saved Moshe Rabbeinu. But what pushed her to save Moshe Rabbeinu? Because she had the tzara'at, and she didn't heal from her tzara'at until she touched Moshe Rabbeinu, and then she got healed. That's what it says here in Perkei de Rabbi Elazar. Now, I saw something very amazing. He tells us here the Zohar HaKadosh. He says here in the Zohar, in Tikkuni HaZohar, Tikkun Kaf Alef, Daf Mem Chet Amud Bet. He says here in the Zohar, Kad Nolad Moshe, once Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Itmar Beh Legabe Bat Par'o, Vettere Oto Ki Tobhu. But she also, Vettiftah Vettereehu Et HaYeled, Vehenni Na'ar Bokhe. What's mean, Vettiftah Vettereehu Et HaYeled? The pasuk was supposed to say, "V'tfach v'tereh et hayeled." Bitya, she opened up and she saw Moshe. V'tereh hu et hayeled. She saw Shechina with him. How does she know what the Shechina is? So then Farshim explained, she didn't see it. How could she see Shechina? She's the daughter of Pharaoh. Where did she see Shechina? By her father's house, by her grandfather's house. Where did she see Shechina? V'tereh she ra'ata Shechina with him. Ela, she saw a lot of light coming out of the basket. So she knows something special about it. So it says here, "Dehamat amei shechinta." She saw shechina with him. Umiyad de nagaa ihi be. The moment she touched Moshe Rabbeinu, betiyat parao, et dakiat ve'et tasiat mitzar atadila. She got cured from her own tzara'at. Moshe himself, dabbikat beh tzara'at. He caught the tzara'at from her. It means, that's here, it said, mitaheret tamayim tamayat tahor. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was all shining, shechina sheruya on him, and she got tzara'at, she has tzara'at. Once she touched him, she got cured, and Moshe Rabbeinu got the tzara'at. Very mind-boggling here. Moshe dabbikat beh tzara'at. Kima de'at amir, vehenne yadu mitzara'at kashalig. Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, later on, Hashem told him, "Habina yadicha bechakicha, yadu mitzara'at kashalig." She had leprosy. Where did he get the leprosy from? From the moment Bitya touched him, he got tzara'at. Debahu zimna de nag'a beh bat par'o, from the moment that bat par'o touched him, parhat shechinta minne. Shechina left Moshe Rabbeinu. ובגין דה כתבעה להתקרבה לגבה בסיני, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to come closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he spoke to him בסיני, in the burning bush, אמרה לי, אל תקרב הלום, שאני עליך מעל רגליך. He said, don't come here, why? Because you have צרעת. Don't come here. עד דהתפשט מההו גופה דנגעת בה בת פרעו, תמן אחזלה דגופה דברנש בה עלמה, יהיו צרעת ממשכה דחביה. It's very amazing over here. It's telling us that it sounds like he said Tzara'at came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And how do you know Tzara'at came to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because when Hashem was talking to him, his hand was Mitzara'at. Where did he get the Tzara'at from? From the moment Bitya, door of Pharaoh touched him, that's how he got the Tzara'at. Sounds like, according to this, if we're through what we're explaining, it means it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzara'at for 80 years. From the time he was born, he was 3 months old. That from that moment until Hashem spoke to him, until Hashem had to cure him, after his hand turned normal, like his natural skin, then the Sara'at went away from him, then Hashem spoke to him. It sounds like it was 8 years, he was Metzora. That's amazing. What is it? I don't know. I'm sure there are deep meaning to it. But that's what it comes out here according to the Zohar. But whatever it is, you see that Bitya bat Par'o, because she got cured because of Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore she saved him, even though her own father, Emet Gezerai, not allowed, Kol Ben Hayloda Yora Tashlichuhu, she didn't care about this, Ella she went and she saved him because she got cured because of him. And therefore, after she took him, and she called him Moshe. She gave him a name. But the crash of Moshe, but Tahmol Alav, but Tomer Bialde Abrim Ze. It's for sure from the Abrim, from the Hebrew. Therefore, she took him out. But Shlachat Amata, but Kahaya, and she brought the basket to her. And she saw the baby and she cured him. She took him out. She took him out, and what she do with him? And then his sister, like it says in the Psukim, his sister, she came and she told her, "Ha'elech v'karat yidach sham minechet min abriyot v'tenech lach tayalet." She said, yeah. And she called up after his mother, Yochebet. And Bitya bat Par'o told her, please, could you breastfeed this boy? And I'll pay you. Now Yochebet, she was breastfeeding her own, she was nursing her own child, and she was getting paid for it also. So that's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing everything. Par'o said, Stagninav of Par'o, they told him, listen, today Moshe'an Shel Yisrael was born. But we don't know, does he belong to Am Yisrael or belong to the Mitzrayim? What the suffix they had? They were very clear about their prophecy. So what happened over here? So the problem that, since that, the Pasuk said, Ve'hilah Leben, she raised Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was considered for her like a son. That what caused them, you know, their prophecy to see, is he Egyptian? Is he Jew? Where is he? We know that he's a Jew, but the Par'o, Bitya bat Par'o, she called him, that's my son. And we have, that's it. But the crush of Moshe, but the Tomer Kivin, I'm Meshitio, Ve'hidah Leben. The Pasuk said that after he grew up, Ve'hidah Leyelet, Ve'hidah Leben. He was considered for Bitya as if Moshe was her son. That's basically what the Pasuk in the Brei Yamim also says. Moshe bin Bitya is the daughter of Bitya. So calls him the daughter of Bitya. Also, they say also a lot of midrashim also said tell us the same thing. It was a daughter of Bitya. And we have Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says over there, "Letziv leh kibar Bitya." What does the word is it referring to? Let's see if Rashi explains what does mean the guy whose face is shining just like the son of Bitya. Who's that the son of Bitya? Rashi says, Kemoshe, Shehu ben Bitya. Lemi shemakrin or panaf Kemoshe Rabbeinu shegiddelato Bitya bat Parao. He was raised by Bitya and she gave him that name. Who gave him the name of Moshe? She gave him the name. But the crush of Moshe, but the woman of Moshe, she called him with that name, Moshe, even though there are some Farshim who want to explain, said, where did she know Lashon HaKodesh to call him Moshe? Moshe is Lashon HaKodesh. How did she know Lashon HaKodesh? So I saw that Haskuni explains. He says, since that she left Abu Dazara for her father, so that means she was Mitgayeret. He says here, "V'tekrashi yom Moshe, k'dibrei rabotenu." The Haskuni said, "Shintgeira v'haita lomedet lashon haKodesh, al shem hanes shenimsha min ha'mayim lehazkir ki min ha'abrimhu." V'lachen, eino nizkar b'chol haTorah ella al shem zeh. Since that she converted the daughter of Pharaoh after she got cured, and even before she left Abu Dazara for her father, she came down to L'Rachot Alayor, and Moshe Rabbeinu he cured her. He got the sarat instead of her. So if that's the case, and she decided that's it, she converted, and she learned Lashon HaKodesh, and she called him Moshe. That's what he says over here. And therefore, throughout the whole Torah, you see his name is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because you see there's brought down the Midrash Rabbah, the beginning of Parashat Vayikra, over there is Vayikra El Moshe. What does it mean Vayikra El Moshe? The Midrash says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had 10 different names. The Abi Zanoah, Abi Socho, Yekutiel, they have 10 different names, Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of them is Moshe. The Midrash Rabbah says over there, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bitya, you left your father's house and he came to convert, I'm going to call you are my daughter, Kibyachol. But, yeah, Kibyachol, not only this, and he told her the Midrash over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her that from all the names that Moshe Rabbeinu had, I'm not going to call him except with the name that you gave him. You gave him that name. That's she was Zocha, daughter of Yitro, daughter of Paraot. So she gave him that name, and Moshe Ben was called after Moshe, after the name that Bitya Bat Paraot gave him that name. That's what he says over here. Even though he continues over here, he said, "Dabar Acher, Bat Paraot lo hayta yodat b'lashon haKodesh." Ela, so what does it mean? V'tekra shemo Moshe, how could she call him Moshe? Ela kachu peshuto shel makra, v'tekra yocheved et shemo Moshe. Yocheved called him Moshe Rabbeinu, ותומר לה בת פרעו, מהו לשון משה? בתיה, she asked Yocheved, why he gave him that name Moshe? What does Moshe means? Why he picked that name? והגיד לה שהוא לשון המשכה. Moshe is drawing someone from the water. ואז אמרה בת פרעו, יפה קראת אותו כן, כי מן המים משיתיהו. That means the name, who gave him that name? There's a few peshuto he wants to say here, the Haskuni. Who gave him that name? His mother, Yocheved, she gave him that name when he was born. She called him Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Bitya, she asked her why he picked Davka that name, she told her because Moshe, it means he was drawing someone from the water. Then she told her, you're 100% right. Kimin Hamay Meshitiu, I drew him out of the water. Therefore, it's perfect name that he gave him. That's what brought down over here. That this is Aryan, she gave him that name. That according to the Pshat that he's saying over here, it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu, his name was Moshe from birth. From the time he was born, they gave him that name Moshe. But according to the first Pirush, that Bitya, she called him, Bitya, she called him that name, she gave him that name from Moshe. When did Bitya give him that name? Pasuk says clearly, "Veigdal hayeled betebiehu lebat parao vehila leben v'tekra shemo Moshe v'tomer ki min ha'mayim meshitihu." When's that veigdal hayeled? When he was 2 years old. After he doesn't need to nurse anymore from his mother, therefore she brought him back to Bitya, and Bitya called him Moshe during that time. According to this, that means Moshe Rabbeinu, his name was Moshe only for 118 years. Not 120 years, 118 years. That's basically what I saw in Torah Moshe also brings down. Said, "V'tekra shemo Moshe." His name was Moshe only for 118 years. Why? Because the first 2 years of his life, his name, we didn't see his name as Moshe. She called him that name. So the name Moshe, he earned it 118 years. But according to the Pshat, he said, Yocheved gave him that name. If you haven't given that name, obviously from birth, you didn't give him that name, that, from the beginning that was his name. Even though we have the always tell you that Ibn Ezra tells us what the Torah told us over here, but the Krashimu Moshe, what does Moshe? Moshe is the Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh. From where does Betia knows Lashon HaKodesh? He said, no, the Torah is translating what Betia called him in Bilshon Mitzrayim. What does that mean? He said, Shem Moshe, Ibn Ezra writes, Miturgam Lashon Mitzrayim Lashon HaKodesh. It's translated, the Torah is translating the name that Betia gave him in Egyptian, in her own language. The Torah translating what that name means in Hebrew. The name that she gave him means Moshe in Hebrew. Therefore, the Torah says the Krashim Moshe. That means she didn't call him Moshe. She called him a different name. What was his name? Wishmo Bilshon Mitzrayim Haya Munyos. So if you want to know, his name was Munyos. That was his name. What does Munyos mean? It's Moshe. The Torah came straight to the point and she called him Moshe. So that's where he says, oh, the different Pirush brings Ibn Ezra. Ulay lamda bat par'o lishonenu o sha'ala. Or maybe, how come the Torah gave him that name in Lashon HaKodesh? Probably, but Parao, she asked and she knew. Be'al tetmah ba'abur she'ninu mashu'i, ki yeshemot inna nishmarin kimo pa'alim. So whatever it is, that's what here Ibn Ezra is telling us, that she gave him that name in Egyptian, that the Torah is telling us his name, translating the name that she gave him in Lashon HaKodesh. That's what he's telling us over here. And after she gave him that name, the Pasuk said, "V'hi b'yamim ahem, v'yigdal Moshe v'yitzei l'chav." After he grew, and he went out to see what's going on with his people, with Am Israel. And the Midrash brings down, there are two opinions on the Midrash. One Hakam the Midrash said, "Ki ben shtem asra shana," was approximately 12 years old, when he went out to see how Am Israel are doing in Mitzrayim. Or there's different opinions. Said he was 20 years old when he came out to sea. What does it mean? He used to see that they're working hard. He said, "Meetin muti tahtecha." Said he used to help them. The Midrash brings us Moshe Rabbeinu, he was from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, they weren't slaves by Parao. They weren't slaves. But still, he used to go, he used to help them, carry on his shoulder. Why? Because he wanted to give some relief to Am Israel that going through a lot of suffering. He wants to help them. Vayar b'sibul otam. And what he saw, the first day he went out, Vayar ish Mitzri, make ish abri me'ahav. He saw Mitzri, he was hearing a Jew. Vayifen ko v'acho v'yar ki'in ish, v'yachta Mitzri v'yitmeneu b'acho, he killed him. Why? Because the Mitzri, he was hearing the Jew, and therefore he killed him. They have the Gemara also, the Gemara tells us, Ra'a Masha Asalu Babayit, Ra'a Masha Asalu Basadeh. Long Gemara, we don't want to get into it now. But he decided, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was posek his dinor, it's Hayab Mita, therefore he killed him. V'ifen ko v'acho v'yarki en ish, he saw that no one's going to come out of him, he's not going to do any good for Am Israel. And after he did the Abira with that ish Yehudi's wife, and then he came to smack her husband, therefore, he saw Masha Asal Abad, Rama Masha Asal Abad Sadeh, and he killed him. All right. V'yitzei b'yom ha'sheni, v'hene sheni anashim ibrim mitzrim. V'yomer la rasha' lama takir ra'icha. The second day he went out, and he saw two Jews are fighting. So he saw one, he raised his hand to hit his friend. He told him, "Rasha', why are you smacking your friend? Why are you hitting him?" That's what he told them. And then, "Vayomer misa mecha leishtar v'shofet aleinu halorginita omeke shararkata tamitzri." So then he was arguing with him. He said, "Who are you to come to judge us? Who are you b'chlal?" "Veishma parot edabar hazeh v'bakish laharog et Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu has to run away. Parao heard it. The question here, what did Parao hear? Parao heard that Moshe killed the Mitzri, or Parao heard that Moshe had argument with the two Ibrim Natsim? What did Parao hear? Obviously, why did Parao wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he killed the Mitzri. So if that's the case, the Torah was supposed to tell us, "Vayishma' Parao tadabar hazeh," after he killed the Mitzri. While the Torah waited until the second day, "Shnei Anshei Ibrim Natsim," then "Vayishma' Parao." What did he hear? Chaura, the Pasuk, out of place. What's supposed to be written before. So I saw there's a beautiful Hatam Sofer. It brings down here in the Hatam Sefer Daf Zayin Amud Alef. I saw it also the very similar Pirush. It brings also in the Torah Moshe. But we'll read it from here from the Hatam Sefer. It said, "Vayar ish Musrim keish Abri Me'ahav." Yesh lefarish debarav tibat me'ahav lichaora miyuteret. Why the Torah said, "Vayar ish Musrim keish Abri Me'ahav" from his brothers? Obviously, if he was Abri, he was brother to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why the Torah Me'ahav? Hazak Baruch. That's question number one. Question number two, מה תועלת יוצא לנו מסיפור שני אנשים עברים נוצרים? Why the Torah is telling us that the two Jews are fighting, they were fighting together. What are we gaining out of this? What do you mean, what are we gaining? We're gaining a lot. But because of them, they went to Paro, and they told Paro that Moshe Rabbeinu, he killed the Mitzri, and that's why Paro, he wanted to kill him. So obviously, it's very important. The Torah has to tell us. I said, no. I said, take it easy. I said, והנה מה שעל ידם שמע פרעו מעשיהם מצרי, אם כן, לא היה לו לומר וישמע פרעו את הדבר הזה. If that's the case, what do you mean, וישמע פרעו את הדבר הזה? He's supposed to write this pasuk before. Why do you wait until now? עקן נראה לי, כי משה באומץ לבו ובתחונו בהשם, לא היה בורח פני פרעו כלל. Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he scared? Why did he have to run away from Paro after Paro heard that Moshe killed the Mitzri? What's the problem? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paro and tell him, listen, you know what this Mitzri did? You know what he did to his wife in the house? You know what he did to him in the field? Tere ma sha'asa lo bayit, tere ma sha'asa lo basadeh. Paro is going to admit, he's going to agree with him. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to face the truth in front of Paro? Why not? You tell him, and forget it. Even if Paro is not gonna, doesn't care about what Moshe is, Masha Asalo Bait, so what Masa Loba Bait? Maybe Paro doesn't care about it, but still Moshe Rabbeinu, he has to run away from him. Hashem is gonna save him. Why are you running away? If you did something good, and Hashem is with you, no one could harm you, no one could do anything. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, באומץ לבו ובתחונו בהשם, לא היה בורח פני פרעו כלל, כי ידע כדין וכהלכה הרג את המצרי. והשם יושיעו, השם is going to help him. He don't have to run away. וכאשר היה חרדת אלוהים על הערים אשר סייבותיהם, ולא רדפו אחרי בני יעקב. Same way when the two sons of Yaakov, they killed the town of Shechem, all of them, they wanted to kill Yaakov Abinu. But, והיא חרדת אלוהים על הערים אשר סייבותיהם, ולא רדפו אחרי בני יעקב. No one ran after him. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu put fear in their heart. So the same thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu could put fear in the heart of Paro, not to touch Moshe Rabbeinu. Why he has to run away? So comes here beautiful Pirush Hatam Sofer. He said, "Umnam, you should know, ki ha-Mitzri lo hukat ha-Yisrael kilal." The Mitzri, he never hit the Jew. It says, "Ve'yitze ve'ene ish Mitzri makesh abri me'ahav." He was hearing him. He said, he never hit him. It says, you holik on the pasuk? He said, no. He said, ki ha-Noges lo haya ha-Makeh. רק השוטר היה מכה בצוואת הנוגס, והשוטר היה ישראל. He said, ויר איש מצרי, מכה איש עברי מאחיו. How is he hearing that איש עברי? The מצרי, he wasn't hearing him. The מצרי, he was in charge. He told the שוטר, he told him, you should go hit your friend. That means he was giving orders to another Jew to hit that Jew. That's what the פסוק, מכה איש עברי מאחיו. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Masri, he wasn't hearing that Jew. Only the Masri, he gave instructions to the Shoter, who was a Jew, to hit that Yehudi. רק השוטר היה מכה בצוואת הנוגס, והשוטר היה ישראל. ולא שהוא בעצמו הכהו, אלא הכה איש עברי מאחיו. How did he hit the איש יהודי? Through another Jew who was מאחיו. That's why the Torah wrote מאחיו. שסבא לישראל זה שיקה את זה. ויהיה מכה, what does it mean? ויהיה איש מצרי מכה, שברי מאחיו, מכה, it doesn't mean that he was hearing him, he was giving orders. מכה בשליחות, שצבא כן, ולא היה משפט מוות למצרי בשביל ההכאה שסתר דעו של ישראל. כיוון שהוא לא הוקה, רק סבא להכות. So if that's the case, now the מצרי is not חייב מיתה at all. ואז היא חיה מיתה, והדי הרגו משה, לאו משום ההכאה של המוכה, אלא משום צערו של המכה. The Mitzri, he deserves to die, why? Because he caused another Jew, who loves his fellow Jew, loves him so much, you forced him to hit him. It means you're forcing a Jew to hit another Jew. And they have so much love between each other. They love each other, Am Israel. And you're forcing one of them to smack his friend. For this, you deserve to die. כי ידע משה בנפשו כמה משיעור הצער יהיה לזה הישראל שיהיה מוכרח להכות את חברו ישראל. He caused him a lot of pain. והיה הוא משער בנפשו שזה הצער והסבלנות קשה לו יותר מאה מלכויות. על כן הרג את המצרי. Therefore, he killed the Mitzri. אמנם, said however, when he went out the second day, משה רבנו, ויצא ביום השני, ויר והנה שני אנשים עברים נוצים. ומעשיהם וגם תשובתם של אותם רשעים הבין משה רבנו כי יש בישראל אנשים השמחים על הגיל שיבוא לאדם להכות את חבריהם. ואולי גם השוטר המכה אתמול על פי צוות המצרי גם כן לא נצטער כלל על ככה. On the second day when משה רבנו went out and he saw two Jews are fighting and from their actions, from their words, he realized that they're fighting and they're willingly, happily, gladly, he was willing to hit his friend. He didn't care about it. So if that's the case, he saw that the reason why I killed the Mitzri yesterday, why I killed him, because I thought that Mitzri, he caused the shoter who was a Jew so much pain to hit his friend. But now that I see, probably not. Probably he was happy to hit him. Why? Because the second day proved it, that there's no shalom between them. So if that's the case, maybe yesterday, the shoter, he was also happy by hearing the Jew. Who told me that the shoter, he had so much pain, and because of this I have to kill the Mitzri. נמצא שהרג המצרי שלא כדין. כן? למה? כי אולי גם השוטר המכה אתמול על פי צוואת המצרי, גם כן לא נצטער כלל על ככה. As according to this, that comes out of the what? That the Mitzri, he killed, Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, Shelo Kadin. He doesn't deserve to die. The only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, because that Mitzri caused the shoter who was Jew to hit another Jew. And you know how much pain he caused to that shoter? But now the second day that he saw, they're fighting with each other. Who said he was sad? He felt so bad. But he didn't feel bad at all. So if that's the case, the Mitzri is not Hayab Mita now. נמצא שהרג את המצרי שלא כדין, על כן כשנשמע אחר כך הדבר אל פרעו, ירא משה לנפשו שלא ימלט מתחת ידו, על כן ברח. Therefore he ran away. And Rashi tells us by us here, he said, אכן נודע הדבר. The second day when he saw, he said, אכן נודע הדבר. What's אכן נודע הדבר? He said, כמה שמעו. ומדרשו, Rashi tells us, what's the מדרש? נודע לי הדבר שהייתי תמיה עליו. מה חטאו ישראל מכל 70 אומות להיות נרדים בעבודת פרך? What did עם ישראל do that they have to suffer so much מעבודת פרך in מצרים? For what? From all the other אומות. Why עם ישראל deserve to suffer like this in מצרים? משה רבנו all the times he was wondering why עם ישראל they have to suffer. אבל רואה אני שהם ראויים לכך. Now I see that they deserve it. They deserve to get that tsar in Mitzrayim. Why? Because they don't like each other. There's no ahaba between them. Each one hates his friend and is happy by hearing him, smacking him. He doesn't feel anything bad by hearing his friend. There is no shalom between them. If there is no shalom, the Midrash Rabbah brings down, said, Gadol HaShalom. See, Durosh al-Ahab, even though they were Abdei Avodah Zarah, but since that there were peace between them, they used to go to war, they used to win. But David HaMelech, even though they were all tzaddikim, they used to go to war and they used to lose some wars. Why? Because there are people among Am Israel they used to speak Lashon Hara. If people Am Israel they're not united, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, always I was wondering, why Am Israel deserved to suffer that much in Mitzrayim? For what? From all the other Umot HaOlam? And then Farshim they explained over here, he said, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that there was Gezira from Abraham Avinu. קדוש ברוך הוא תודה אברהם, ועבדו ועלנו אותה 400 שנה. So he already there's גזרה. But he ספתח חכים, he speaks about it here. He said that there are many answers to this. He said, who said, קדוש ברוך הוא תודה אברהם אבינו, כי גר יהיה זרעך בארץ לא להם. Who's that זרעך? He said, who said that's עם ישראל? Maybe that's ישמעאל, maybe that's עשיו. Who said that's עם ישראל? What are you going to tell me? He said, yeah, but זרעך, כי בישחק קרא לך זרע, not זרעך. Only Am Israel. So they have to suffer. But he said, okay, it doesn't say that they have Abudat Parikh. Ba'abadun ve'innut, 400 shana, they have to make them work hard, but not to kill them, not to throw them in the river, not to put them in the walls instead of a brick. So all these things, they don't deserve it. Why they deserving it? What's going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu, after he saw that there is Lashon Hara between them, ve'ishma'a par'ot ad-dabar hazeh, how did par'o hear? Datan ve'abiram, shenei anashim avrim natsim. Anytime the Gemara said, anytime you see shenei anashim natsim, who are those that are natsim, they're fighting, datan ve'abiram. Tolin kalkalabim kulkal. They are the ones that they went to par'o and they told him, Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. Speaking Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu, so if that's the case, they deserve it. They deserve to be punished in Mitzrayim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Until now he was wondering, but now that he saw that the two Anashim are really Nitzim, and not only that they were Nitzim, they went to be Melchin on him in front of Pharaoh, he said, now I know. They deserve it. Chaura, amazing. How could Moshe Rabbeinu say something like this about Am Israel? They deserve it. Oh yeah, now Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. They deserve it, leave them. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he always has to pray for Am Israel. He was Ro'e Ne'eman. What is Ro'e Ne'eman? Ro'e Ne'eman. Every time, whatever he sees, he prays for Am Israel. At Simul Duhavi, Amin Mikarebet. All the times the person, he has to love Am Israel. He has to show so much love for Am Israel to bring them closer. I always like to mention that what Hatam Sofer brings down. Also, he tells us, he said, when Hashem, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, listen, you're going to be now the leader for Am Israel. Ve'yomer elav Hashem, mazze be'adecha, how are you going to lead my nation? What are you going to do with them? Are you going to be tough with Am Israel? Or are you going to be dragging them to the right path with love, to show them love? How are you going to treat Am Israel? Ve'yomer, mazze be'adecha, Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, ve'yomer, mateh. I have a stick. Anyone who doesn't listen to me, I have a stick. I'll show him. That means I'm going to be very tough with Am Israel. Anyone who's not going to listen, right away, we'll smack him. I'm holding this, the matte. Hashem told him, no, ביום השליחה הוא ארצה. Throw it. This way, it's not going to work out. If you're going to be so tough with Am Israel, you're always going to hold the stick, it's not going to work for Am Israel. השליחה הוא ארצה, throw it. Throw that middah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eshlichei Arsa, he l'nachash, turned into a snake. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to be very tough with Am Israel, probably in the beginning they're going to listen to you, then at the end they're going to explode, they're going to leave everything, they're going to turn into snakes. That's not the way. What are you going to do? No way. You're not going to hold the stick. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he saw the results of the sticks that turned into a snake, Vayanos Moshe Panav, Moshe Rabbeinu, he ran away. If that's the result of being tough with Am Israel, I'm not going to use that derech at all. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no. Shelach yadecha ve'yachos biznabo. You have to hold the stick from the edge. That means sometimes you have to give it on their head. But most of the times, you have to drag them with love, to drag them to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to be tough, all the times they're not going to listen. That's what Hakim said. Semol duhav yamin mikarebet. The left hand, the weak hand, you have to push the person out. You have to give him tuchaha. You have to give him tuchahat. But with the right hand, with the stronger hand, yamin mikarebet. You have to bring him closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how every person should be. And Kol Shekein Moshe Rabbeinu. How come here Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw these two people, they're fighting. Now I know why you deserve it. You deserve it. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't understand. The same guy we're talking about, what's going on over here? So I saw something beautiful. There's the beautiful Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, in Parashat Chukat. He brings in over here, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beit. He asks a very simple question here. He said, Hine Moshe Rabbeinu haya מגודל במצרים בבית המלך. משה רבנו, he grew up, where did he grow up, משה רבנו? The palace of Pharaoh. ו-12 שנים נגרש משם. That brings the Aran, the bottom, somebody who said 12 years old, ויער בסבלותם, when he saw the איש מוסרים כאיש עברי מיחב, somebody want to say it was 20 years old, whatever it is, he didn't pass the age of 20. How many years do you have? You have 60 years. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? ויברח משה מפני פרעה, וישב בארץ מדיין, וישב על הבאר. He ran away from פרעה. Where did he go? Brought down the מדרשים. That he went to Kush, and he was living with the goyim, with the מות העולם. משה רבנו, all his life, where was he growing, משה רבנו? In the beginning, he was growing in the house of פרעה. And then, after ויצא לחב, he came closer to עם ישראל, he saw them that they're fighting with each other, and he killed the Mitzri, whatever, and the Parao, he heard, he wanted to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away. Where did he go? He went to Kush, and he was the king of Kush, and the Midrashim. And he, obviously, he grew with all the Mota Olam. وما هي كفانات الشيم يتبرخ بزي? We didn't see it. In the beginning, he was in the house of Parao. Then he was with the Mota Olam. How could that be? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the leader of Am Israel be thrown with the Mota Olam like this? ואפשר לומר, he says here לחתם סופר, לטובתם של ישראל היה זה. It was for the benefit of עם ישראל. Why? כי משה היה מכיר הדור ההוא, ואז חי כהת וביתו שהיו כולם קדושי עליון. So משה רבנו, after ויגדל משה ויצא לחב, obviously he was back and forth, you know, with his יוכבת, with his mother. He knows who's Shevet Levi, he knows who's his parents, Amram and Yocheved, they were from Shevet Levi. They weren't slaves in Mitzrayim, they were sitting down learning the Torah. Shevet Levi, lo hayu b'she'bun. They were sitting down learning the Torah. So he grew between Par'o and Shevet Levi, that's how he grew. ויום, ואחר כך בכל יום ויום נפחתת קדושת ישראל עד של בסוף שהיו רובם רשעים. שמתו ארבעה חלקים בימי אפלה. משה רבנו, he knows that when עם ישראל came down to מצרים, יעקב אבינו came with them, and יוסף וכל אחיו, they were all צדיקים. But with the time, after יעקב אבינו died, they started to spread out, and Samuel spread out, their religion was spread out as well. They weren't that religious. And וימות יוסף וכל אחיו וכל הדור ההוא, and then עם ישראל, they were like the Mitzrayim. So all the times, Am Israel, they're going down and down religion-wise. Going always, they're going down. And up to a point that when they left Mitzrayim, who left Mitzrayim? Only one-fifth of Am Israel left Mitzrayim. V'hamushim alu ben Israel meres Mitzrayim. Four-fifths of Am Israel, they died in Shloshet Yemei Afila, the Midrash tells us. If 600,000 people, they went out ביציאת מצרים, now you have to multiply this by 4 times, 2.5 million, they died in מצרים. Most of עם ישראל, they died in מצרים. Why? Because they were רשעים. So he sees משה רבנו, when they came, they were big צדיקים. With the time, they were going down and down and down, until they became so רשעים, the majority of עם ישראל, they died in מצרים. So he said, if that's the case, אילו היה משה באותו זמן במצרים בתמידות ורואה רפיון ידיים בקדושת ישראל, אז לא היה כלל אפשר בדעתו ובטבעו לדרוש אחר כך טוב על ישראל ללכת בשליחות לגול אותם. So if משה רבנו was to grow among שבט לוי with his father, with his parents' house, if he's going to grow over there, every day he's going to see Am Israel, they're going down and down, they're not keeping the Torah the way they're supposed to. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be upset at them. He's going to tell them, oh, that's what he's doing? You deserve it. Actually, that's what he did in the beginning. Adraba, אפשר עוד שיעורר עליהם את הדין שלא לגול אותם. Adraba, if Moshe Rabbeinu was to grow in the house of his father, who was Sadiq, and sees all Am Yisrael, all Rishayim, he said, that's what he's doing? You deserve it. That's what he told them. Adraba is going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish them even more. Why? Because take a look, your fathers, they're all tzaddikim, and that's what you're doing? Haytachen b'nei kedoshim k'motam yilchu b'darchei avodah zara. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to know how to be melamed zechut on Am Israel. That's what I told you in the beginning. That's what happened. He told them, achen oda adabar, now I know why you deserve all this suffering. See, he didn't pray for them in the beginning. Yeah, deserve it. Therefore, he says to Hatam Sofer, לכך גירשו הקדוש ברוך הוא כל הזמן ההוא עד זמן הגאולה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, יקשתם ערף עם ישראל, you, משה רבנו, you're not allowed to grow over here. You have to go live with אומות העולם. בין הקושים, כן? וכל מקום שעבר הוא בא לא ראה שום אחד המאמין בבורא עולם. All the places that he went, he sees everyone, non-believer. No one believes in הקדוש ברוך הוא. Everyone's doing עבודה זרה. ואחר כך, כשבא לישראל וראה שהם בני מאמינים, then he's gonna say, אין קדוש כאומה זו, ויבקש עליהם טובה. זאת הייתה כוונת הקדוש ברוך הוא בגירושיו של משה. That's the only reason why הקדוש ברוך הוא, he sent משה רבנו, for until the age of 80, he wasn't with עם ישראל. He grew with the מות העולם. Why? Hashem, specifically, he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to grow with the Mota Olam, because if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to grow with Am Yisrael, it's going to be Melamed Choban Am Yisrael. They deserve it. If your father, old Tzadikim, that's what he's doing. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you grow with the Mota Olam. See what the Mota Olam did do. Then come back to say Am Yisrael. Then, what are you going to say? The biggest Rasha in Am Yisrael. Is he doing Abirot like the Goyim they're doing? So then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be מלמד זכות for עם ישראל. וכך היה באמת. כי בתחילת השליחות שאמר לו השם למשה ללכת לישראל, אמר והן לא יאמינו לי ולא ישמעו בקולי, כי אמרו לא נורא אליך השם. עם ישראל, think that anyone on earth believes in הקדוש ברוך הוא? No one believes in הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he thought, also עם ישראל, they're not going to believe. Is anyone on earth believe in הקדוש ברוך הוא still? להן לא יאמינו לי, no one's going to believe me. כי אומרו, לא נראה אליך השם. You're talking nonsense. כי הוא סבור שאין שום אדם עוד בעולם המכיר את בורי עולם. לפי מה שהוא ראה עד עכשיו, בכל מקומות שהלך ועמד שם. however, ולאחר שהוזקק ללכת, הוא בא למצרים, וראה שעדיין ישראל הם, ומאמינים כולם בבורי עולם, וניקם תועם ישראל לפסוק סעד, ויאמן העם, וישמעו כי פקד אדוני את בני ישראל, וכי ראה את העוניים, ויקידו וישתחוו. Everyone believed him. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was shocked. He said, I didn't believe, no, what's going on over here? He grew all non-believers. Now he came to Am Yisrael. All of them, they believed him. He said, Ein umma ki Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, they are the best. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sent him all his life to grow with the Mota Olam. Then after these 8 years, he's going to come back to Am Yisrael. He's going to see Am Yisrael, you are the best. אף אגב שלא היו כדורות הראשונים של בית קהת זקנו, אפילו אחי לא ראה בכל המדינות כמותם. He didn't see anywhere like עם ישראל. אז התחיל לצעוק לקדוש ברוך הוא למהר להם את הגאולה לטובה, כי גדולים הם מה וחשובים. That's the reason why הקדוש ברוך הוא he sent משה רבנו most of his life to grow outside with the מות העולם. Why? Because Hashem, he wanted משה רבנו, you're going to be the leader for עם ישראל. You're going to see them, they're going through suffering. You're going to say, you deserve it. That's the leader I'm looking for. You should go. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he caused it that Jew, he told Par'o, and Par'o, he kissed Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from him. And he went and he grew all his life, most of his life, he grew by Mot HaOlam. It's all in the purpose of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ashgaha Pratit from Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to pray for Am Yisrael, not to say they deserve it. Therefore, he sent him to Umot HaOlam. After he saw what Umot HaOlam were doing, now he come back to Am Yisrael, you see Am Yisrael, they're the best. Kishoshana ben Achohim. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, he started to pray for Am Yisrael. They don't deserve it. Even though they're doing Abirot, that's all. Mekoser Ruach, Me'avoda Kasha, please forgive them, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu, he became the biggest melamed zechut on Am Yisrael. Ra'ya mehimna, ra'ya ne'iman. He was the only one. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu did it specifically, so he should always pray for Am Yisrael. That type of leadership Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you are the one. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the only one to save Am Yisrael. Like the brother in this week's parasha also, the Midrash says, ve'ata lecha ve'yishlachacha el par'o. How do you write lecha? Lamed chav sofit. Says lamed chaf he. Why is it written lecha? Well, like this, the Midrash said lecha lecha v'da'it. What does it mean? He said you're the only one. The Midrash says im ein ata gu'alam, ein acher gu'alam. No one else is gonna save them. You're the only one gonna save them. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have to go over there. Why? Because anyone else, he grew with Am Yisrael. He's gonna see them doing Abirot. Probably he's gonna, yeah, they deserve it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in the beginning. But Moshe Rabbeinu, since that he went and he grew most of his life by, with the Mut HaOlam, now he's going to be Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. Lecha, im ena teh go'alam, ena hair go'alam, there is no one else to be Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. Only you, because you grow among the Mut HaOlam, you could be Melamed Zichut. That type of leadership, Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking from Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore he sent him away. You see from here again, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves when the people, they are Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who gave us the Torah. He's the one who the Melamed Zichut. All the 4 years, Am Yisrael in the Midbar, who was there to pray for us? Anything Am Yisrael did, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. He's standing for Am Yisrael. Therefore, Hakim, they say that no wonder why you say Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look at the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu, Gematria, Taryag, 613. He's the one who, through him, he was praying, he was always Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. No wonder why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you are the one going to bring them the Torah, you're going to bring them closer to me. You are kibbechol intermediate between me and Am Yisrael. Anuchi omed ben Hashem u ben Echem ba'ayt ahi, le'agid lachem debar Hashem. He was the one connecting between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That type of leadership Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking. Therefore, everyone should try to learn a little bit from the midot of Moshe Rabbeinu to be always to be Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. Even if you see someone's doing something bad, Chas v'Shalom, first of all, they have mitzvah to be Melamed Zichut. You see something, Dant Habiro Lukav Zichut, you have to judge him favorably. Maybe he meant something else that he didn't do Abira. But even if it was Abira, you still have to be Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael. Why maybe something he had the Yisrara, he had something. Every person he had the Yisrara. Every person is Nakhshal. Therefore, don't look at the negative. Look always at something the positive that Am Yisrael do. When you are Melamed Zichut on Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu loved such a person, and he gives them all the brachot. Therefore, Be'ez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, Be'ez Hashem, should always be Melamedim Zichut, Be'ez Hashem, Be'nzkei Le'gula, Shem Imam, Mirabi Yamenu, Amen, Ve'amen. רבי חננה מנקשה אומר, עשה את הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות.